Siddur Snippet Series is generally sponsored by the Saka family and by Yelad Avram Forman for a four Shalem Hadassah Racha Baschana Golda. We're on a Lokai Netzor L'Shoni Meira, the addendum to the Amida, in which we begin by asking Hashem to protect us from speaking negatively or gossip about others. Give us the strength to stay silent even when others insult us. And then Psach Libi B'Sara Sacha, open up our hearts to your Torah and let us pursue, let us run after your mitzvos. What is the connection between open our hearts to your Torah and protect our power of speech? So we started last. The Ribar Yakar says that we begin Netzor L'Shoni Meira, we begin with the negative use of speech, and we contrast it with the most positive, that the Medrash tells us Hashem gave us Torah so that we fill our mouths and we fill the power of speech positively instead of negatively. So if gossip and slander, if deceit, if lashing out, responding to insult represent the worst of speech, then Psach Libi B'Sara Secha, speech in order to learn Torah is the highest. Rav Schwab in his Sefer has another interpretation. He says the following. He says a person's heart naturally pursues gashmias, physical, material things, pleasures. Person is filled with desire, temptation. People struggle with envy and the pursuit of honor. And it's hard to want to be drawn to necessarily the right things in the Ratzon Hashem. Why? Because they have what's called an Orlas Halev. Torah describes that just like a bris milah removes the orla, the covering, so too the heart has an orla. The heart has an Orlas Halev. The heart has a covering. That covering protects the heart, or that covering is a barrier for the heart from the right ideas and messages and inspiration to seep in. Only through learning Torah is Psach Libi B'Sara Secha. What opens up the heart? What softens the heart? What makes the heart a receptive receptacle to receive the messages of inspiration? Torah, Psach Libi B'Sara Secha. So therefore, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens our heart, now we can pursue Ruchnius. So if we have a closed heart, if we're not hearing messages of inspiration and motivation, if our priorities are not properly aligned, then we're going to live a life where we gossip about others, slander, deceit, where we respond to insults by lashing out back. What will give us the fortitude? What gives us the focus, the clarity, the strength to resist not gossiping and to be silent rather than to respond is Torah. So the way to Netzor L'Shoni Meira, the very method, says Rav Schwab, to get to a place where Hashem can stop us from speaking gossip, to get to a place where Velim Kalalai Nafshi Sidom, the method, the formula to get there, to do that is Psach Libi B'Sara Secha. So therefore, it's the natural continuation. First, we state the goal, the destination. I want to live a life where I don't gossip. I want to live a life where I have the strength to stay silent. Velim Kalalai Nafshi Sidom. How? What will give me that courage, that energy, that clarity? Psach Libi B'Sara Secha. If you open my heart, I'll be able to do it. The Rinas Chaim, Rav Chaim Friedlander, the Mashkiach, has yet another interpretation. The Gemara in Erevin tells us, Amar of Maslam, Aydechsev, Umimidbar, Matana, Imesim Adam Atzma, Kamidbar, Shakol Doshimbo, Tamudam Iskayim Biyado. Vim Lav, Ain Tamudam Iskayim Biyado. If a person transforms themselves into a barren desert that people trample on and stomp on, then you can accept your receptacle to receive to learn Torah. And if not, if you can't make yourself a clean slate, if you can't be humble and modest, if you can't be barren like a desert, ain talmudo miskayim biyado. In other words, the prerequisite to Torah is what? Humility and modesty. Someone who thinks, I have all the answers. I know everything there is to know. My perspective is the most accurate perspective, the most precise philosophy. Then that person can never learn or absorb Torah. The prerequisite to receiving, absorbing, learning, living Torah is the humility and modesty. So therefore, v'lim kalalai nafshi sidom v'nafshi ke'efar lakol tiyeh psach libi b'sora secha. If indeed I can achieve a level that nafshi ke'efar lakol tiyeh, I can live a life where I see myself as dust to all, we're humble and modest, we understand our failures and our faults, where we know where we come from and where we're going, that humility and modesty is the prerequisite to psach libi b'sora secha. Then now the Torah can be learned, the Torah can be lived. Now the Torah is miskayim. Now the Torah has a continuity and it has a future. Now it is fulfilled by the person who has a modesty and humility to be able to learn it and live it. That's why we know Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen. Moshe is Rabbeinu because he's the on of Mikol Adam. He's the most humble. So essentially, when we say Elokai Netzor, what we're davening to Hashem is, Nafshi ke'efar lakol tiyeh. Let me follow the footsteps of Moshe to be humble, to be modest, not to believe the hype, not to care how many followers. Let me understand what no one else does, my failures, my faults, how human I am, even if I have some other image elsewhere. Let me understand Nafshi ke'efar lakol tiyeh. And then, because I live with the modesty and humility, now, like Moshe, Psach libi b'sarasecha, now I'm in a place that I'm a proper receptacle. Now I can learn and live Torah. We have one more interpretation we'll pick up with next time, which is, why is it Psach libi? This image of opening the heart. Why is that the description? And the uva mitzvah secha tirdof. My heart needs to be open to Torah, and my nefesh should run after mitzvos. Why the different verbs in the different cases?